This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Jesse James was not born in Texas, but he got here as soon as he can. And hey, why did you move to Texas? I love the fact you're here. The crazy world that you move in right next door to Alex Jones. What do you make of that?
And I can shoot machine guns outside my bedroom window.
Yeah. I kind of like it. Wake up in the morning, it's like World War III is going on.
Did you ever hear me shooting next door?
Oh, never. Never heard me shooting, though.
A little bit. A couple times.
Yeah, I'm joking.
So,
yeah.
What were you asking me now?
No. I mean, I get your point that we are winning. We should just be the winners, be optimistic. I'm worried about all the losers, though, that are in their own parallel universe. It's a very small, shrinking universe, but they really are freaking out and crazy.
Look at the freaking out and crazy and all these, you know, like Trump saying okay to the kids of the White House and saying that's a Nazi symbol. They now have become Alex Jones, and Alex Jones has now become mainstream media. Like you're now a legitimate news source
compared to them.
Yeah, they're now totally making stuff up. Not saying I'm not.
No, I get it, but they would always misrepresent what I was saying in the media.
Yeah,
I mean Colbert 2 weeks ago had me say I'm anti-gay. I said I'm not anti-gay in the clip. They just don't care. So what do you do about stuff like that? Just ignore it?
I think they'll keep hitting that button, hitting the, you know, the fake news extreme get viewership button, and you can only do it so many times before it doesn't.
Well, their ratings are way down. They're a shadow of them former selves. All our ratings are way up. So why do you think that is, and where do you think this ends?
I think it'll end.
The father of reality TV.
Once it stops making money and selling page views and selling clicks and selling viewership, that eventually it'll refer back to like when we were kids. You probably remember like your grandpa, you know, the evening news and all that stuff. That's what I remember most about my grandpa. He'd read the cover to cover of the Long Beach Press Telegram every day. And then he would like at 6 o'clock every night, he'd kick his shoes off in his recliner and watch the evening news.
And back then it was like troops did this, oil prices were that. Yeah, it wasn't like, this and agenda.
It was like real. It wasn't so negative, and this person did that, and blah, blah. It was all, like, human interest stuff, and I think that's what television and news needs to come again, you know? Hey, we're bobsledding in Sri Lanka, or we're covering, you know, Palm.
Or Jesse James just made another cult 9/11.
I think that's...
Are you saying you may do a new Discovery Channel show?
We're talking about it. We're trying. So,
how many years since you did one, though? You've refused hundreds.
2011, 2012.
So 5 years. Why? Nothing good.
Kind of just been focusing on guns and making my skills and becoming a master pistol smith and honing that. And
let me tell you what gets ratings. While he's talking, let's show the monkey that's actually in studio. We should probably get Alexis to bring the monkey in studio, but here it is. Go ahead, sir.
That's Toby the monkey. Where's he at?
See James. The motorcycle outlaw.
No, we're not going to show me. That's the gorilla.
That's a big monkey.
Just show the video. Just show the B-roll, guys. Just show the monkey. Go ahead. Sorry. Here we go. Is that monkey spoiled or what?
Oh, that's his mama right there.
No, I agree. It's going to crawl up with him.
Where's the monkey? Such a rattle, dude.
Yeah, we don't need any audio, guys. Just B-roll. B-roll means no audio. Thanks. All right, Jesse, we got 60 seconds left. We got your lunch in there. Thank you for Alexis, you guys coming in, doing a great job. What else is going on in Planet Jesse James?
Hey, before we leave, did you know we won?
Yes, but I wanted these people are still.
All you got to do is just say, yeah, it was good. It was awesome.
All right, we won. Absolutely. We kicked their ass. The pathetic scum failed, and that's why they're butthurt, and screw them.
Don't be a sore winner.
I'm not a sore winner.
Yep.
Oh, I am.
Yep.
No, I want to secure this victory and make sure.
It's already done. We won.
He's done so good in 50 days. I've got to make sure it all happens.
Remember,
what, you don't think Trump called
that? Remember that recount that was happening right after? because
I'm going to trump you right now. You know the times I've talked to Trump. Ask you next time you talk to him. Guess what he tells me? He goes, Alex, I need you to keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. We need your support. It's a war, Jesse.
He loves and supports you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope you're right. I hope we really have this big victory. Thank you, Jesse James.
I was right about him winning.
You were right. You said that night.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, baby? How many bridges I've got to cross?
All right, Jesse James is here with our victory lap. Now, months ago we talked about a victory lap. We didn't do it. We were busy. Now, I called up this week, to be fair, and I said, listen, I need to get veterans out for Trump. Everybody wants to support him. Soros is funding billions, $200 million for one march. They're trying to create this illusion. I need to fight back.
We need to start a liberal support march, like conservatives supporting liberals. And we'll all go, everybody will find like a liberal buddy. And then we'll go hold hands.
Well, let's say it. I know for a fact you've got one of the biggest fan bases. You've got one of the biggest fan bases. I'm going to say this out there. And I said, help us mobilize and support Trump. You said, let's do a victory lap. So I hope you're right. All I'm saying is I see all these pieces of trash trying to destroy one of the first hardcore presidents I've ever seen. And it just makes me feel like I have a duty to defend. Now, does that come off then as if I get it, that maybe the president's not that strong? I thought that before, Jesse James. If I sit here and say they're trying to kill him, they're attacking him, they're trying to block him, we got to support him, does it come off like we're weak? And does that actually encourage them to attack more? Maybe you're right. So explain this to me.
I
That guy's
I'm ready to kick their ass. You already said you're ready to get out in the street. No, I've been in the streets with them. I've had them spit at me.
Yeah, but is it like anybody with any kind of size that could really fight you?
No, they're always little wimps.
Then what's the problem?
So what is it about wimps doing it then? We're here in overdrive with you. We got Roger Stone coming up. We got your lunch here. I appreciate you coming in. But give us then where Jesse James is at. Because you make some great points during the breaks.
I think take the high road.
No, I agree. But, I mean, these people
That's
are...
That's where I'm at. I'm going to take the high road and, like... find a way.
You said that during the break. Repeat what you said about Trump. You said it was beautiful. You said so many guys like you won't say the gold on air. You say great stuff on air, but you had this whole rant like his head's down. He's going to deliver. He knows that's what matters. Say it yourself.
Trump is just he's past it. We made it past it. He won the election. We got him in there, and now his head's down and working. And he's not letting the hecklers get to him. If they want to heckle and heckle from the sidelines, he's in there doing it. He's in the game. The game started, you know, and everybody can always be up in the stand and yell at that championship quarterback.
But they're not in the arena.
He's getting in there, winning the game. And you know what? It doesn't have any effect, you know?
God, that's beautiful. You're actually, I'm not just, that is powerful.
It's the truth, you know, and that guy's pretty strong. And you got to know.
You say you're just a blue collar guy, but you have those nuggets that are so truthful and so simple. No, that's it. Elaborate on that.
I went to college a little bit.
But my point is, it's the school, the reality. He's that star quarterback.
I think people only judge him based on modern, you know, the last 10 or 15 years of, like, The Apprentice and sound bites and what they see of Donald Trump. They don't, you know, that guy's been in business since the 70s, 80s. Years. Yeah, and do you... You imagine how much litigation, how many lawsuits, many things that he's been through, and how many tough people he's been up against. And not tough in, like, I don't think politicians are tough.
No, real criminals.
No, real people that really people trying to take.
Anybody who's really been in real business knows the scum that comes out of the
woodwork. Because anybody that's that successful, there's certain people that'll just sue you just for sport.
You're a magnet.
Yeah, and how much of that stuff he's been through and how much of that stuff he's persevered through, and that's built up a tough outer shell that I don't think some, you know, lady from MSNBC calling him a Nazi or whatever is going to have any...
Jesse, I agree with you. I get what you're saying. His tough outer shell, and he doesn't get to him, is what the people resonate with and finally see the confidence so he can actually deliver the prosperity that we already had. So I guess you're right. My position is... I'm here to rally people that these people are out of control and scum, and we help rally the victory. So I think it takes all different
Let's
kinds.
Let's go fight them.
Listen, I'll go out with
it
you.
It costs $100,000 to hit someone, though.
Well, no, we'll go to L.A. to somebody.
That's what I heard. Not that I've ever hit someone.
Me neither.
Sued.
They haul off and hit us first. We can break their necks. I'm ready. Talk about a billion views.
I think
YouTube.
We need to, like, flip the tables and start our own, like, Black Lives Matter, some kind of thing, and do it undercover, start our own organization, and get some Soros money. I'm totally down to do that.
Infiltrate Soros.
Yeah, and get him to send us money to protest, and we'll start a fake protest.
And then make a joke out of it as an investigative report. Jesse, we need you to... You're already in the info war, but I've got the crew. We've
I just want
about
some
this.
Of his money. If that guy's handing out money to all these from him, like, what can we do? Like, the international brotherhood of... Alex and Jesse need a new...
You have a Mercedes with 10 cylinders, right? You don't have a Ferrari.
I sold that thing. No, I got a Porsche. And mostly...
You're not. Let's talk about your wife, who's amazing. I mean, she's a great race car driver, great lady, great business lady, amazing, amazing, you know, spirit, see it in her eyes. But she's one of the fastest people on earth on the ground. Let's talk about how fast has she driven a car.
Her car is... she drives a Toyota Camry funny car. And
there's a monkey on her head.
11,000 horsepower and goes from 0 to 200 in about 2 seconds. And it goes from zero. It does the 1,000 foot in 3.83 at 335 miles an hour. She's a nut, but she's an awesome driver.
And let's be clear. Like, I bought it because it's Americana. I've got a couple Hellcat. And you know, goes has 700 horsepower.
Kid Rock's got a Hellcat too.
The point is, that's only 700. You said 11,000.
I told him it was a chick car, and he got mad at me.
Oh, yeah, all right. I just got it.
I said, what is that, like a Camaro? He got all mad at me.
No, I like it. It looks low-key, and then it's really fast.
Yeah.
It's a fun car.
It's all right.
Whatever. I'm not as cool as you. The point is that I wanted something that looked low-key, you know, a Challenger, just like a black Challenger. It could be a $25,000 car.
It ain't low-key. That's like hillbilly heaven right there.
Anyways, I'm in hillbilly heaven.
You still got your Raptor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Use it for all sorts.
I sold mine. I was going to get a new one, but I'm not down with the V6, man.
Yeah, that new V6 turbo or whatever.
Me and V6s don't get along.
Yeah, what do you think the best new truck is?
I don't know. Well, Ford, the new Super Duty is supposed to be super awesome. The new big diesel F-250 is supposed to be great. So.
All right. We're going to end this because you've been here a while. I don't want to abuse you. I appreciate your time. You refuse to plug because I understand, like, you're the big guy representing the NRA
now. People
can
always go, like, everything we do, like guns, bikes, cars.
When is my handgun ready?
I'm building it right now. It's going to go to engraving probably in the next 2 weeks.
Folks, you know, you get it in waiting line to get his stuff.
We just finished Trump's. I'm building the presidential pistol and just finished the gunsmith work on it yesterday. So. It's going to be awesome.
I got it. I'm not just saying
that. I'm putting the
what is that black car right there?
That's my 54 Chevy.
And those are nice.
That's a little CFL we just finished. That's the customer's gun. That actually goes to a real nice lady in New Jersey.
When are we going to see the Trump? Was it 9/11?
1911, yeah.
Soon. He is 45.
45th president.
Tell us what else is going on at Jesse James Industries.
That's it. Just building guns like crazy and working on a bunch of new models. We just moved into a new building at the first of the year and got it all dialed in, and we're still building bikes. We build about 2 or 3 bikes a year and a couple cars a year.
Only two. That's the thing. I've been to your house many, many times, and you're literally building it. This is not like your name's on it.
Yeah,
Like, it's like you're like over there at midnight with blowtorches.
I have an amazing, great crew of guys.
No, you do, but you build them at your facility and at your house.
Yeah. And so
every time I ever come over,
your building's
like,
right there where the Bork place, we bought it. So it's right there. And you know, that stuff, and then we're running the NRA brand and really pushing hard to, like, maybe get that in some retail space, and then...
Oh, God, if the NRA does need to get young people, don't they?
Yeah, the stuff is great, and we're just trying to do a soft launch on it, and we just did bar stools and beer glasses and everything made...
Well, can I talk about this? I mean, you're, like, the main NRA representative now for all their loot.
Yeah, we're trying. It's been a year in, and really... We're not trying to flood the market with a bunch of keychains and junk. We're trying to
quality,
real select.
Those shirts you saw, I'm gonna guess. But here's the thing: the listeners need to understand. That's why I have all these other guests on who are selling their own stuff. It's culture. What you produce is the culture.
Hi, I'm Jesse James. Buy this crap.
No, but exactly. But the point is that
I can do that.
It's a culture war, though. We've got to, like, when people wear a T-shirt or they wear a belt buckle or a cap, it's we've got to do this to counter them.
Yeah, and I think the NRA, you know, it's I'd be lying if I didn't know that it's a little outlaw now. You know, it's kind of
super
outlaw. It's kind of like how West Coast Choppers T-shirts were in the 90s. You know, kids were getting in trouble for wearing them to, like, middle school and stuff like that. And same thing for NRA. And I just see that makes my eyes do dollars.
I love when I look up, you made gross $2-plus billion at Walmart. You're like, oh, no, I'm nobody. No, you are now the head of the NRA swag merchandise, you know.
NRA originals.
I mean, take what happened with, like you said, used to. Harley Davidson was 2-1. Just their accessories made more than the bikes.
Yeah, Harley at the height in like 95, their merchandise was 415% of their overall business.
So four times, wow.
Yeah, and so I'm kind of pushing NRA in that direction for that mid-90s Harley
sure.
type of thing where it's like, you know, clothing, outerwear, man cave accessories.
I like those, you know, long sleeve shirts.
Because I think the NRA has never treated that brand like a brand. Like,
oh, it's total,
like,
brand.
And it's total Americana. You know, it's really meaningful. And I think it needs to skew way younger and hit a younger crowd.
John Wayne, 57 Chevys. NRA is Americana.
Hats like this. Look at that. Look.
Yeah, that's an awesome hat. So people can get that right now at the NRA website?
Yep.
Where do they get that at?
NRAOG.com.
Well, listen, it's a culture war, folks, and he's saying we're winning. Yeah, we got a beachhead. We're under total attack. I agree we're winning. I mean, Trump is over-delivered. It's just sickeningly delicious.
By attack by who? Anybody with any juice?
No.
Then what's the worry?
Well, I don't know. I just my gut tells me to attack these people. I just want to run them over, I'll be honest. You said you want to go beat their ass. I mean, Yeah, you're like, oh, we beat them, but let's go kick their ass.
I don't want to kill them or anything. I think it'd be
just
fun
break
to,
their
like,
jaw.
You know, bump some flesh with them a little bit.
Jesse James, it's always great. Thank you for coming in and seeing us. Thank you so much, my friend.
Yep, I'm going back to work.
All right. No, yeah, you can't get him out of there. It's like Vulcan or Festus in the volcano.
It's like a hermit.
All right, that's it. We'll be back with Roger Stone with big breaking news and more. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Yes, we're beginning to win, but the battle ain't over, folks.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-487-7242. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-487-7242. That's 1-800-487-7242.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
forgot to put my earpiece back in. So Nico Acosta, the head producer, is hooking me up here live. I got busy talking to Alexis DeJoria and, of course, her husband, Jesse James, in there. It is so good to be around just real, down-to-earth Americana people that actually want prosperity. And, you know, they're all really successful, obviously, in their own rights. But you get around people that have success, and then they get on these power trips against the general public. But it was Alexander Hamilton, but also was somewhat of an elitist, but also Benjamin Franklin, and then Thomas Jefferson was the big one, that talked about it being the average people, the blacksmiths and the farmers and everybody else that was actually the engine of America, and how important that fire in the belly was for production and work and enjoying work. And the fact that humans need to farm, need to blacksmith, need to produce, need to be involved. This modern society takes that away from us. And so I'm so glad this interview happened today, because a few months ago, Jesse was going to come on when Trump had won about a victory lap, because he'd come on the night before the election on November 7th and said, Trump will win. In fact, I meant to get back to that with him, but I forgot. He said, I'm totally confident. And I was, too, because I knew internal polls were showing he was ahead. But I knew Hillary planned to steal it. But then his point about being confident, that's why Trump, in fact, that's why I actually called the military and all these other patriots start coming on and supporting Trump. He has to act confident because he is confident, and he's busy trying to get the economy going and doing things that are textbook good for the average worker, the average saver, the average American, no matter what color you are or where you came from. But I know in my gut we have to aggressively target these globalists and their minions to try to rehabilitate the people that have been brainwashed by this. Because, let me tell you, we barely won this election. Hillary stole five states. I've had the top election experts on that are Democrats exposing it. Beth Harris, she tried to steal six. The different state police groups were able to block the Democrats coming in. That's been in the news, trying to steal it. We were so close. And, yeah, they're defeated. Yeah, they're not popular. Yeah, they're losing power. They're losing power politically. They're openly trying to kill the president. And so I know I'm right. I'm not saying Jesse's wrong. In fact, I agree. We should celebrate. We should be happier. We should, because that's powerful to say we won. And my God, I've got a 15-page document here. It's on InfoWars.com with just the accomplishments of the first month and the first 50 days. And it is just insane. If Trump had gone sideways, I'd say, oh, my God, another corrupt politician. Well, let's just move forward with our agenda. The fact that he delivered so hardcore, and I've studied all the presidents, all 45, folks. This is, like, unreal. This is so good that I don't even, like, I can't believe it, quite frankly. And then when I see the New York Times lying about him and the Washington Post, I get their liars. I get their scumbags. I get what Jesse's saying, but my kids don't know that. Neighbors don't know that. I have family ask me, is it true they Trump's lying about wiretaps? I'm like, a month ago they said they were wiretapping in every damn newspaper. I am fundamentally angry about them insulting us like we're stupid. And I get that's who they are. I get Jesse went through all the lies and demonization, so he just has, they have no power over him. He's done with them. Well, not everybody's like that, okay? Not everybody's got the inner strength to realize this is a load of crap. And I'm pissed, man. This is my future. This is my kid's future. And I'm pissed. But then Jesse says, oh, I'm ready to go out and kick their ass in the street. Yeah, I hear it. Not that we're trying to start a fight. You watch these people beating up men, women, and children, trying to beat people up going into the Trump inauguration and then lying about the numbers, CNN showing before the gates open, saying no one was there. That is fundamentally not just a lie. It is an insult against anybody with half a brain. And I know our audience gets that. That's why the enemy and the globalists and the MSM say InfoWars is the Trump army, the teeth on the ground of the second American revolution with nationalism spreading everywhere. Listen, I love this thing so much. I love this victory so much that, yes, I foam at the mouth over the fact that I see enemies who are enemies of themselves, and that prosperity and freedom is where we should be going, not promoting mental illness and all this loser crap. I want to get ready with a Roger Stone clip. You had a 45-second clip. I want to play about a minute before that and a minute after. I'll play about three, 4 minutes when we come back in, because here we are on the 20th of January, him saying, this is fake, there were no wiretaps, or there were, I didn't say this. The New York Times said they had wiretaps of Trump. Now they say they never said it. We have the newspaper. And you're like, okay, we know they're liars. Well, you know what? I get, it's like the prodigal son. You're like, why are you going after that loser? He's a loser. We were already awake. We're going after the losers.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, it's my fight club, the for real. And I get it. I should savor our victories more. I think Jesse James, who joined us in the last hour and 20 minutes, is absolutely on target. I should savor the victory more. In fact, it's that victory that politically makes it safe for so many people that have been bullied by political correctness to say, I'm Americana. I want freedom. I want prosperity. We're not liberals. We're not conservatives. What Jesse said, I'm not kissing his ass. It's true, was absolutely on target. I should take that interview and edit it down to 10 minutes. Just a little nuggets, he said. It's true. And I guess I haven't gotten to where he's yet, where you get lied about in thousands of articles a year, sometimes thousands a week, making stuff up about you and your family. I'm still pissed off. It's true. I need to just somehow turn it loose and just ignore it sometimes. But you know what? I just hate these people. They're a pack of lying scum. And, you know, they don't just do it because they want to sell newspapers. Because telling the truth what sells newspapers, I've experienced. They're doing it because they're a bunch of bullies and scumbags. But the mere fact takes somebody like Jesse, just the way the Lord works. Who knows? I move into a place 6 months. Jesse moves in next door, gets to know him. Our daughters are best friends. Things go on. He's like, hey, watch Donald Trump run. Like months before I hear it happens. The Lord works in mysterious ways. I don't mean the fake Lord of these fake churches. I mean the real God of this universe. But if Trump would have come in and been half-assed and stuff, I'd say, oh, it's better than Obama, but too bad. Just he didn't know what he was doing, another politician. The fact we got the best job numbers since 1984, the fact we got the best new business numbers, small business numbers since 1984, and the media is trying to cover that up and lie about it, the fact that he's doing everything you do other than Paul Ryan, this horrible health bill, and you know some of the people in his administration want the carbon tax. Well, of course, the Republicans made that thing up. Well, I hate the Republicans. Well, I hate Democrats pointing at me saying, oh, you're just a Republican water carrier. BS. I hate both your stinking parties. The Republicans have some good rhetoric, but they're horrible people. The Democrats have horrible rhetoric and are horrible people. The difference is rhetoric. With Trump, it's so real. It's like seeing a unicorn out in the field at dawn. You're like, I got a camera because there's a unicorn right there. Never knew this existed. This is happening. But America's a unicorn in history. A system of prosperity and freedom that's demonized and attacked that the enemy says is no good. But he's the apple of the world's eye, the shining city on that hill. So, Jesse and I years ago talked about this. We're both so busy that we ought to do something because we're obviously meant to do something. We're both busy. It needs to happen. But all of us need to take action and get involved. That's all I'm saying. Now, joining us for the balance of the hour is Roger Stone. I was already going to call him this morning at like 8:30, and then a text right as I'm thinking about him, as I'm brushing my teeth after breakfast. My kids have gone to school. Bzz, bzz, big breaking news. I want to come on the show today. So I'm like, okay. And it was exactly what I thought, but not from the angle I thought. Here, if you're a TV viewer, the New York Times, January 20th, we'll play the clip in a moment and go to Roger, from January 20th. Wiretap data used in inquiry of Trump aides, New York Times. Then, March 4th, Trump offering no evidence says Obama tapped his phones. They were all over the news saying, we have the wiretaps of Manafort and Stone, everybody, talking to the Russians. Then they said, oh, we don't really have that. We never said we had that. So there's all this spin going on, and now Roger's giving us the exclusive. The article just went up on Infowars.com. At least I was told it was being sent 30 minutes ago. You can put that on screen. But exactly what happened. So now I get it. You talk to Guccifer, however you say it, or we talk to DC leaks, WikiLeaks, Guccifer, or people that say they are. Flashback, New York Times admits wiretaps used against Trump. So Stone sent us the actual communique that he did have with somebody not connected to the Russians, but an independent European hacker. But the point is, this is the new level where journalists like myself or Roger Stone get reached out to by people. We talk to them, and then we're Russians. It's like saying if Trump ever talks to Putin or has a summit, he's a Russian. Presidents are supposed to meet with the Russians. This is supposed to end debate, end communication. It's not about Roger Stone or Alex Jones or Vladimir Putin or any of these people. Now, there's the article. The smoking gun aims, fires, misses. Timeline proves Russian collusion lie. That's a great headline on Infowars.com. Just broke, but how about fake wiretap disinfo blows wide open? Roger Stone. I mean, but what he said on the 20th, and a month before that, when they put another fake story, the whole 20-minute interview from right before he walked in to hear the inauguration at like 10:30 in the morning, after we battled lines of communists trying to stop us getting in, absolutely shows it all. So we'll show you his real emails and texts and chats with the hacker Guccifer, who's never claimed he's with the Russians. Guccifer 1.0, I guess, is in prison. Let's play Roger Stone on the 20th saying, this New York Times is fake. This is bull. I never communicated with Russians. Now they tried to pull back and say, oh, we never even really said that. So this is a big moment. We're going to Roger Stone in a moment. Here it is.
Hate this because this is so big. All the dots just connected. When he got hit with polonium months ago, CDC got with him weeks ago. We didn't know how to respond to this and put his book way behind. Media makes, you know, jokes about this, like, oh, yeah, you're important. It's going to hit me with polonium. Meanwhile, dozens of Congress people are on TV. We've got clips of it. We put on the show saying he's the main guy between Russia and WikiLeaks, accusing him. I guess Putin gives you the info and the term Crooked Hillary, and then you give it to Trump. Totally made up. But then he gets hit with polonium, and, oh, he's not important. This didn't happen. It's no big deal. Meanwhile, just what you've surmised after weeks of trying to figure it out, they were going to call him, but he would then rebuff it all. So they need him to be dead. And how do Russians kill their spies? Polonium. So you can see the whole setup, the whole script, but you didn't drink it all or something. You're still here. Sometimes it takes a while to kill you. We hope they've failed. But I mean, Roger, this is amazing. So recap what you just said for everybody, your statement.
Well, today, page one, New York Times, says that the Central Intelligence Agency, the Deep State, who just won't give up flogging this horse, are claiming that they have intercepts of email communications and financial transactions between the Russians and the Trump campaign. Then they name me specifically. I welcome any scrutiny because it's time to put this lie, this myth, this falsehood created by the deep state to bed once and for all. And is it incidental that they dropped this story on the day of President Donald J. Trump's inauguration? Is that incidental? No, it's an attempt to destabilize the next president of the United States.
By the way, what's crazy is all these foreign states have been caught trying to influence the election for Hillary. There's no proof of the Russians. And just like PP Gate, or just like the Russians trying to turn off the power plants, remember that a few weeks ago?
Indeed.
All of it's lies. Later they admit it. And I read the New York Times article. They always say maybe they have, or they kind of do, or, well, you know, there's some of this chatter back and forth with no proof. So you see them leaving provisos in with their fake news. But unequivocally, have you talked to any Russians?
I've talked to no Russians. I also have heard from no federal officials inform me that I'm formally under investigation, and no one has come forward to ask me any questions. But I live for that moment. I can't wait for that moment. Because it's time to...
We reposted the full interview in the article that Roger Stone has put out dealing with this, but now he knows what they were claiming, talking to a hacker who was exposing all sorts of stuff and wasn't a Russian agent. So we're going to show screenshots of all these communications, the exclusive, right now with the former head of the Trump 2016 campaign, Roger Stone. Roger, thank you.
Alex, thanks for giving me the opportunity. Look, this is a full-out hit job. We have a piece orchestrated in the smoking gun that alleges that I have colluded specifically with a hacker called Grucifer 2.0. There are, I guess, allegations that he is indeed a Russian agent, and perhaps he is. What they miss is that I myself identified Grucifer 2.0 in a piece that I have written for Breitbart on August 5th, pointing out that it is my belief that it was Grucifer who actually hacked the original DNC documents, at least that portion that were hacked, because I believe others were handed off to, by a disgruntled employee to Craig Murray, a British diplomat who has come forward to say that. But I identified Crusher for the American public. And then 10 days later, we had a brief exchange in the direct message section of Twitter, largely because I had commented on a Twitter decision to ban him. And miraculously, glad to say, he had been suspended and he was put back into service. He was reinstated. This is an innocuous, banal conversation, largely because on Twitter one does not know if the person they're speaking to is indeed the real Grucifer.
So all they've got is a Twitter chat with someone they can't even prove is a Russian agent.
But to have collusion, Alex, I would have to have a time machine, and Putin has not yet perfected one. In other words, my communication with this alleged Russian agent happens after WikiLeaks has already leaked the DNC documents, and after I, in my journalistic hat, have identified him as a leaker. This now becomes the following headline. FBI has truth of Trump discussions with Russian agent. GQ, Raw Story, sadly, The Washington Times. It's a lynch mob, really, of disinformation. all of these kind of mainstream medias, media outlets and other kind of lefty recycle shops are posting this ad nauseum. So let the people be very clear. The FBI clearly probably has this information, either because they were monitoring Mr. Grucifer 2.0 or because they were monitoring me due to the secret FISA court warrant in which the government sought and I believe got permission to surveil Donald J. Trump and Roger Stone, as well as Paul Manafort, perhaps others. This is the biggest scandal since Watergate because they are really putting the pedal to the metal, since the rationale for that surveillance, Alex, has been blown apart. There is no Russian link, and this certainly is not one. So the smoking gun isn't even hot, and it's not very smoking. And I'm releasing now exclusively here on InfoWars the entire correspondence from this gentleman and I. While I may look a little bit pompous, the government looks foolish. And you can't collude with someone on an event after the fact.
Sure. So all they've got is you as a journalist talking to somebody who's not even a proven Russian agent about this. But we have them, all of the New York Times, on the 20th. We have you talking about it on the 20th, saying they have these wiretaps. Then they say Trump's insane. There's no wiretaps. I mean, this is crazy.
No, look, I think you were pointed out on this show back at the election when the folks around David Brock described me as a MVP in the revolution to elect Donald Trump.
That was their internal stuff that spies were able to get.
This is something I wear very proudly. But, Alex, the attempt to go after me, to go after my family, with a tissue of lies, proves that these globalist swine will never stop. They are never going to recognize the Democratic election of Donald Trump. What we have here is a slow motion coup. They have to be, like when one has cancer, cut out.
No, I agree. Like Jesse James is a smart guy. He's here. He thinks, hey, we've won. You know, let's be confident. I agree that we've won the hearts and minds and the great economic numbers. Clearly, I guess the Russians are making America great again. No, it's Donald Trump, the American people. But they are not going to stop. Are they ineffectual, though? What do we do?
Well, first of all, I want to reiterate this because I like getting it on the record. I had never had any Russian contacts. I never heard from anyone or communicated from anyone with the Russian state, Russian intelligence, or anyone fronting for them or representing them. I don't like Russian dressing on my salad. And now I must tell you, sadly, I have stopped drinking Russian vodka because of what they might say. This whole thing is a canard, a falsehood to smear the president of the United States.
And you've never been into Russian women, because if you like Russian women, that's evil, too.
Well, I didn't mention that in my list. I can appreciate Russian women, but I don't have a Russian girlfriend. Mrs. Stone would obviously not approve. So,
well, I mean, listen, we joke about this, but they've called me a Russian agent, too, which is just unbelievable. And they're just going, Maxine Waters, who thinks Russia invaded Korea a few weeks ago, she says, oh, P.P. Gates real. You know, they've got evidence of the sex with no proof. Like you said months ago, these so-called wiretaps, there's nothing there. They admit there's nothing there. The House Intelligence Committee admits it. They're just still going ahead with all of this crap in the face of the best 50-day start of any president in history.
Well, Alex, what's even more galling about the entire situation is this constant harangue against the president when they try to cover this up. Listen, here's what must happen. We need an action plan. And therefore, I would be happy to testify for a government grand jury. I would urge the Attorney General, since he's recused himself, he should arrange for a special prosecutor. Let someone else pick the prosecutor. Let's get Mr. Brennan and Mr. Clapper and Ash Carter and all of these folks, and maybe the people at Smoking Gun, because they seem to be in receipt of hacked material. Very clearly, the fact that I had any communications with Grucifer, too, is known probably because of the FISA hack.
Wait a minute. Didn't you talk about Grucifer on my show before?
Yes, I did. We talked about it at the time. So this whole thing is a setup.
We've talked to Grucifer, but I told people, make sure that's for the Grucifer. You know.
Well, look, The Hill has talked to Grucifer. I think Politico has talked to Grucifer. Are they also?
We know Hillary's talked to Lucifer.
Well, are they also collaborators? So it is, you know, I'm just not taking it. I'm going to punch back.
I agree, but let's shift gears for some fun relief. Let me see that photo of you with Speedos there. It's off camera, but I can see it. Let's see that photo with you and the lovely blonde, the Speedos. Can we?
This, of course, would be me and the world-famous Nina Hartley, a very close pal of mine.
In the camera. Let's
a little glare.
For those who don't know, tell people who Nina Hartley is.
Nina Hartley was one of the great, is one of the great porn stars of the 70s and 80s. She was known for
having... You were at a Bible study at that?
I met her at a gathering of free-minded individuals in California sometime in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And we became very good friends.
That was all under Russian command, though, right?
When my wife and I were married in Washington, D.C., you had Governor Tom Kaine, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, and Nina Hartley all at the same table. And the justice seemed to know who she was.
Oh, wow. But that was all Russian, though. Everybody went there because the Russians were in charge of everything.
That is the irony of this, as you have pointed out, Alex. My politics comes from anti-communism.
Let's skip the break. This is so important. Keep going.
When the Russians approached me, which was a very odd thing, in the 80s when I was on the Reagan transition team, I got a handwritten letter put under the windshield of my car that said something like, "Comrade Stone, you appear to be the smartest of those around Trump and a man who understands, who appreciates the finer things in life. We can help each other. Could we please..."
You meant Reagan, not Trump.
Reagan, yes. And he included his card. He was an attaché in the embassy, the Russian embassy on 16th Street. And I took that card immediately to the FBI, and I gave it to them. I gave him the letter, which they dusted, and they said, "Yeah, this guy's been trying to recruit people. We suggest no response, but if you hear from him again, let us know." Because I didn't respond, I never heard from him again. Now, do I sound like someone who would go to work for the Russians? I abhor totalitarianism. I think their system is a rotten, corrupt system. It's no different than communism. They suppress gays and Christians and Jews and women. So, no, we're not in bed with Putin, but we are for the United States of America.
Well, that's right. So let's talk seriously about this. I want to believe, Jesse James, that we're absolutely dominating, winning. Out of the numbers show that. My God, this economy is just insane compared to what it was. They're still trying to kill it. The jobless numbers are going down. The biggest numbers in small business startups, stock market, you know, $3 trillion. DrudgeReport.com has it all posted right now. We probably put a link up there, show for TV viewers. InfoWars has a lot of it, too, but they're just like running around like rats everywhere, flipping out, threatening everybody. Everybody's a Russian. They're on the news with no proof, you know, saying that all this crazy stuff. I mean, I'm not looking for attacking them, but it's the law. They're saying kill the president. They're doing all this crap. I mean, what do we do? Or is Trump just transcending them?
I think he transcends them by staying completely focused on his agenda. And frankly, I think he has to focus on beginning to repel the impact of some of the quislings inside his own administration. I mean, in all honesty, my hat is off to the president that he's been so good on virtually every policy issue, despite the growing number of establishment Republicans and others who are not loyal to Trump or the Trump agenda that he has in his administration. I have not been shy about talking about this. I talk about it out of loyalty for and support for the president. Not as a
president. Well, sure. Let's talk Turkey then, since you raised that, Roger Stone. We have Paul Ryan replaces Obamacare insurance penalties with even larger penalties and then just laughs about it when we have the votes for a total repeal. We have appointees in White House push to keep U.S. in global climate treaty. That's just a giant turn our jobs off thing. We've got all this going on, all this happening. I know Trump's not behind that. Who are the quislings? Who are the problems? What do you think Trump should do to Twinkle Toes over there, Mr. Blue Eyes, Mr. Paul Ryan?
Well, first of all, the good news, Alex, is that Donald Trump is the ultimate negotiator. So this bill, this health care bill, is...
And he said that in a tweet. He said, "Let the negotiations begin," and then told Rand Paul he likes his plan.
Yeah, I mean, look, he wants to get something done. He's not married to this plan, and this plan obviously has some flaws. They could be flaws the president was not fully aware of. This looks to me like a collaboration, you know, many cooks. And I think it is not the free market-based plan that we need. But that doesn't mean that Trump won't get to that plan. He's a tough taskmaster. But this is the first example where you can see that some who are not loyal to the agenda have let their ideas creep into the action plan, and that is problematic. I'm going to be able to talk more about this tomorrow, but Steve Mnuchin, who was the Trump campaign finance chairman, the treasurer of the secretary, is at an impasse with the White House political shop over the people he wants to bring to staff the government, who are virtually to a man and woman liberal Democrats. In some cases, I'm going to identify a very key person, the number two person he'd like to put in this department, who gave money to Hillary Clinton and was an actor.
So what the hell is going on here? See, my gut tells me we got to protect Trump. He's proven he's good. That makes me more precious. But my gut tells me danger, Will Robinson. My spidey sense is on. I mean, if I was like Frodo with Sting, the sword that glows when goblins are close, this thing's on fire. I can't help it.
Well, but I think if you posed this question to the president several months ago and said, Mr. President, during the campaign, you were a critic of Goldman Sachs. You pointed out how they had given $1 million secret loan to Ted Cruz. You excoriated Hillary for the fact that they gave her $765,000 for a secret speech that she would not release the transcript of. But now you have these guys from Goldman Sachs in your administration. He would say, they're very smart guys. They work for me, and the agenda will be my agenda, not their agenda. Well, you know what? As long as that is true, the president's entitled to have the men and women that
but
he wants.
But the leaks go on, the attacks, he hadn't got control of these agencies. I think that's the case. I think he's wrong on that.
Well, but he wouldn't be wrong if we didn't see problems. But we already see the beginning.
Exactly. No, it's just not
the watering down of the health care plan. The constant leaks show an elementary lesson of politics.
They're
health.
So arrogant. They're in the news trying to push carbon taxes.
Well, now this again, carbon taxes has to do with Gary Cohen. Gary Cohen, the president's chief economic advisor, knows that the boys at Goldman are essentially the receiver here. They clean up in a carbon tax. He was pushing.
They've invested billions in it.
He should be recusing himself from all of these discussions regarding the carbon tax. But this is what happens when you have a liberal Democrat who aspires to be chief of staff, I might add, as your chief economic advisor.
That's the next thing. I'm going to give you 5 minutes if you can do it before we go to the next host. The word is, like you said months ago, I mean, probably Priebus, the knives are out. Who would they be moving in? And I hear this Democrat would be who they brought in?
That I have not heard.
Well, I mean, you were talking about the guy they're trying to get as the chief of staff. Here's the paradox. Trump's doing so good, I love him, but suddenly I see all this bad stuff being lined up.
Well, here's what you don't know. If you went from Reince Priebus to Gary Cohen as chief of staff, you'd be jumping from the frying pan into the fire.
Got it.
So that should be avoided. Priebus, I think, continues to make a series of errors. I don't think...
Who would you put in there as the chief of staff?
Well, if I named the person I wanted, that would probably get the long knives out from some of our enemies and doom their chances. So I'm not going to play my cards on national...
No, I got it.
Wars. But there are many fine quality men and women. Ed Martin's been on this program. Ed Martin was the chairman of the Missouri Republican Party. He was the Republican candidate for attorney general. He was counsel to Pope Paul John Paul. He was counsel to the St. Louis Archdiocese. He was the chairman of the St. Louis Elections Board. He narrowly lost the attorney general.
Sure, the Tea Party loves him. Stay there. I mean, let's come back, though, and talk about where Trump is on Friday, the 10th day of March, 2017, because results, everything's happening. But then who he's got around him is as scary as hell.